Tim Stanton from Menominee says he came to the ceremony because of his longtime Norwegian friend Per Andersen, who lived in Norway until only a few years ago.
Well, we wanted to bring Per up to see the King of Norway. I've never seen the King of Norway, so... Oh, it's cool. I shouldn't have said it that way.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Linda A. Strike from Minocqua says making the long drive to Duluth was worth it. She says attending the event is an important way to keep in touch with her Norwegian roots.
Oh, our personal connection. I am very, very proud of my heritage, and we enjoy all the customs and celebrations at the holiday time. Overall, it's just wonderful to carry on.
King Harald says he is moved to be rededicating Enger Tower after his parents, Crown Prince Olav and Crown Princess Martha, first dedicated the five-story stone landmark in 1939. The king spoke of the impact Lake Superior had on early Norwegian immigrants moving to Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Standing here, I can easily understand why so many Norwegian immigrants decided to settle in this area by the splendid shores of Lake Superior. They must have missed Norway and those they left behind, but I'm sure they found comfort in this peaceful and beautiful landscape.
Oh, my pretty mother's home, sweeter than the honey.
And a youth ensemble sang traditional Norwegian folk songs to make sure King Harald and Queen Sonja felt at home. Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Duluth.
Come, 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 pretty love, I want some. Oh, my pretty mother's home.